answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All Iranian patriots, keep protesting, take over your institutions if possible, and save the name of the killers and the abusers that are abusing you. You're being very badly abused. And I've canceled all meetings with the Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. And all I say to them is help is on its way. You saw that I put tariffs on anybody doing business with Iran.
That is President Trump making it very clear. We're not going to be doing any business with Iran until they reach a conclusion of what's happening in Iran. And the conclusion would be, technically, the overthrow of the Shah. The Iranian people are fighting for freedom. You know the closest our nation has come to on its own doorstep? The British Revolution, when they were trying to come in and control the colonies, taxation without representation, and everything that went with it. There is a difference, however, in what was taking place in our nation at that time and versus what's happening in Iran. They are slaughtering people, innocent people, anyone they suspect might be against the Shah. I should say the Shah, the Supreme Leader, Khomeini. You don't even get a chance to explain if they suspect you're supporting Khomeini against the U.S. forces or you've said anything whatsoever that suggests I'd like to go back to prior to 1979 when we were a prosperous nation. We were part of the Western world. Khomeini and the fanatics of Islam, they do not want to go back. All they want to do is conquer the world and put Islam and Sharia law all across the world. There are some daring young women in those streets right now that are going around without head covering. They know that targets them immediately. Their face is fully identifiable. They're not wearing any veils. They were going around with their heads uncovered, in many cases dressing in blue jeans, things of that nature, of the Western culture. That makes them an automatic target. You got to keep them in your prayers because they are literally laying their lives on the line when it comes to dealing with what's happening in Iran right now. President Trump is weighing the possibility of striking Iran. That does not mean boots on the ground. It means fighter jets, drones, and other aerial equipment. Now, I don't want to hear from folks thinking we're just interested in the oil. We're just interested in nation building. I do know there's a thin line in many cases where we go into a country because it is rich in oil, Venezuela, for an example, that the left will say, see, that's why we're going in. We're going in for humanitarian reasons. And again, I'm not about us being the policeman for the entire world. And yes, slaughters of this type are taking in Nigeria, against Christians, and elsewhere, and in China, and in Russia. We can't fight all of them, but this in particular, the people are in the streets. They're the ones in the streets willing to stand up and hopefully come out alive. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, January 14, 2026. And reminding you, when we're on the air, like right now, you can watch the program. I strongly encourage you to do so. How do you do that? You go to News Talk STL, Rumble, or Facebook. Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And I'm glad to tell you that our website is back up. If you go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, in case you miss any part of today's program or another program you want to go back and listen to, everything appears to be working so far. So far. We paid enough money to make sure they got it right, and hopefully it will stay correct. And with Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. When you finish this hour, you will have more knowledge than you do right this moment. In our next hour, the Dems are at it again. You know what they're pushing? They're bringing up that old storyline they used against Trump, not once but twice. And yes, he's the target again. Let's impeach Trump. What idiots. What idiots. Do they not have any of the new playbook? Now, by the way, they have added not just going after Trump, but Kristi Noem and anyone else that's in the administration. When they tell you that we're fighting for Americans and for your paycheck and for your affordability, they lie. They lie. Their main focus is destroying Trump. And that means in the process, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer. But that's going to be their rally cry going into January, I should say, into the midterm elections. Do not be dissuaded. Recognize it for what it is, a lie. Later in this hour, in this hour still to come, the question came up, raised by Justice Alito in the U.S. Supreme Court. Two plaintiffs arguing women should be able to play in men's sports and men should be able to play in women's sports. Justice Alito, with that very simple question that any farm kid could answer for you. What is a male? What is a female? And of course, the reaction from those he was questioning, I don't know. They don't know. They know, but they don't want to admit it because it would be the death knell to what they're trying to accomplish. And also, before this hour is out, the new feature we have started on the 6 o'clock report, the story behind the story. Today, the Kansas City Hotel Hyatt disaster. 1981. Many of you might recall it directly. I was there shortly after it happened and on the ground for some time with it. And then back a year after for a follow-up. The story behind the story of the Kansas City hotel disaster before we wrap up this hour. Now back to Trump and what he's trying to do with Iran. He did an interview with CBS, and they are kind of trying to assess what happens next.
President Trump is issuing new threats against Iran following reports that many thousands of anti-government protesters have been killed by Iranian authorities. Numbers CBS News has not been able to independently confirm. In an exclusive interview yesterday, CBS Evening News anchor Tony DeCoppel asked the president what he meant when he wrote this, "Help is on the way for Iran," on this social media post. Here's how the president responded.
There's a lot of help on the way and in different forms, including economic help from our standpoint, and not going to help Iran very much. And, you know, we put Iran out of business with their nuclear capacity. And now, depending on what's actually happening, nobody's been able to give us accurate numbers about how many people they've killed.
Well, on that point,
it looks like it could be a pretty substantial number. And that's going to be a lot of problems.
A lot of problems. On that point, you did say the U.S. would get involved if Iran started killing killing protesters. They have, by the many thousands, according to reports.
Well, we'll see what that is. I've heard two numbers, but we'll see what that is.
Well, now we're hearing that they're going to start hanging protesters tomorrow. So it comes back to the question, have they crossed your red line, or has the line moved?
I haven't heard about the hanging. If they hang them, you're going to see some things that I don't know what your where you come from and what your thought process is, but you'll perhaps be very happy.
What do you mean by that?
We will take very strong action. If they do such a thing, we will take very strong action.
Now, whether they kill them by gunfire or hang them, they're still dead. I don't know where that CBS question came from. Well, if they hang them, is that going to be more heinous than gunning them down on the streets? Trump was not going to fall into that pitfall of a stupid question. Victoria Coates, former National Security Advisor Assistant, on what is happening as she understands it.
I've been thinking a lot about 2009, early in the Obama term, the Green Revolution, which was the last real chance to get rid of this horrible regime that has so blighted that beautiful country. And Obama decided not to speak out in support of the protesters. He practiced what John Kerry called strategic silence. And the idea was that he wouldn't allow the regime to blame America for the uprising. Well, guess what? They did anyway. And so what the president's doing now is saying that no, America stands with the people of Iran. We know that country can be great again. We know they can be a good friend to the United States and a real source of stability and prosperity in the region. So I think just as he did with Venezuela on January 3rd, he can be looking at actions to bring about that kind of systemic change. That's why he said, take over your institutions. You know, go back in there, get the right people in place, and make Iran great again.
That's exactly correct. Now, she is again looking at what they have done in the past. And Victoria Coates has a background in foreign and international security. She's currently with the Heritage Foundation. Another question got raised to Trump, trying to put what you're doing, are you doing something immoral?
I was very interested in a comment you made recently about nothing being able to limit your action overseas except for your own morality and your own mind. I'd like to take that same question and apply it here in the U.S. Is there anything that limits your power, your movement, your action here other than your own morality?
Well, I talk about morality. I'm a moral person. I don't like seeing death. I don't like seeing our people hurt. I don't like seeing the other side hurt either. You know, when we went into Venezuela, we lost nobody, but a lot of people on the other side were killed. I don't like that. Somebody else would say, oh, that's wonderful. I don't like that. So, yeah, it's limited by my morality, and I have a very high grade of morality, so therefore it's limited.
Not the Constitution, not the courts. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Well, the Constitution and courts, that goes without saying. But you're asking me what really can stop. We'll never get to the courts. We'll never get to the Constitution because I want to see what's good for our country. And you know what? The courts want to see that, too.
See what they were trying to do? Are you such an immoral man that you would go after these Iranians inside their own country? And we're talking about the Iranians who are butchering fellow Iranians. Let me put a contrast in front of you right here. Democrat Virginia Congresswoman. A congressman, I should say. Oh, I don't know. I assume he knows he's a man. Let me put it that way. Democrat Virginia Congressman Eugene Vindman. Here's what he's saying. The Iranian people are protesting largely peacefully on the streets. And they're being attacked and murdered. So he acknowledges that. They're peacefully protesting, but they're being attacked and murdered on their own streets. And then he adds, and I think there's an irony, especially in what we see with ICE on American streets. There is no correlation. Do not buy that piece of bull. In our U.S. streets, protesters continue the battle against ICE and law enforcement. And now here come the calls. Oh, we need impeachment.
Would you support impeachment if Democrats take back the House? Because on the list of criminals and offenses, if many of the things we've seen over the last year from the president are not impeachable offenses, I'm unsure about what is.
Yes, I do. And look, I know people say, oh, it's a distraction. That's what they said about Epstein when I started. Oh, it's a distraction. Let's talk about the cost of rent and the cost of food. You can do both. You can talk about accountability and you can talk about a vision. And we need to do both when we take back the House.
That is Congressman Ro Khanna. Yeah, we can do both. But they're trying to deflect right now. But he's not the only one calling for impeachment. And he's looking at Trump. And he's not the only one doing that at this point. You also have in the midst of this, in addition to Congressman Rohana, Rohana, I should add, just to make sure you know who I'm speaking of. Here comes another Congress member, Congresswoman Delia Ramirez, Democrat of Illinois.
How do we protect our Constitution? We have to use Congress appropriations power to hold DHS accountable. Yes, and that means we must oppose new investments and demand policy change and reforms. It means we're not voting on a DHS package without any reforms, significant reforms. But I want to go further. We have to also impeach Kristi Noem. I want to go further than that. We need to prosecute the criminals in masks. We need to cut and claw back ISIS funding as natural consequences for DHS's disregard for the rule of law and violations of our rights. We have to use every single tool, including the power of the purse, to end the campaign of terror. Because we brought ICE into this world.
She is an idiot.
And we have a responsibility to decide what we do with it after.
You want to claw back money that's been used lawfully by ICE agents? And now you want to go after Kristi Noem? Oh, we're not done. Oh, we're not done. Here comes AOC.
They have not been able to tell us what is the purpose for this search. They haven't been able to produce any evidence that they are finding people who are undocumented, who have committed crimes. Almost every single person that they have information and shared information with us has been someone that has already been adjudicated and was already in prison. And so there's no way to justify what they are doing. It is unleashing complete terror on the residents of Minnesota.
Yeah, they want you to believe this is terrorist activity against the residents of Minnesota. That would be illegal for the most part. There is no way of putting this back in the box because these people are all over the board right now. Well, coming up, as I mentioned, the Supreme Court situation and a question. What is a man? What is a woman? And don't forget our story behind the story. The Hyatt Regency disaster. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John, Bill, and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Bill. John Bill Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beale Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
How do we protect our Constitution? We have to use Congress, appropriations power, to hold DHS accountable. Yes, and that means we must oppose new investments and demand policy change and reforms. It means we're not voting on a DHS package without any reforms, significant reforms. But I want to go further. We have to also impeach Christine Ohm. I want to go further than that. We need to prosecute the criminals in masks. We need to cut and claw back ISIS funding as natural consequences for DHS's disregard for the rule of law and violations of our rights. We have to use every single tool, including the power of the purse, to end the campaign of terror. Because we brought ICE into this world. And we have a responsibility to decide what we do with it after.
So there you have an Illinois Congresswoman, Ramirez, saying, how do we protect our Constitution? We have to make sure we're right on every step. You know, it's good rhetoric, but in the midst of the smoke, there is no fire. There is just more blah, 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 blah. And they don't have any problem whatsoever in moving with blah, 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 because it's enough to disorient the opposing side. That's at least what they're hoping. However, when you begin to look at what is happening right now, they are going to basically manufacture any excuse they can to create more illegals. Now, I'm going to come back to that in a moment. I'm going to do it reference some remarks by Chuckie Schumer. But there you had the Illinois Congresswoman Ramirez inciting. There's a good reason to call for the basic defunding of ICE and basically hold Kristi Noem up for impeachment. That's where they're going. You knew they were going to do that at some point. Now, the other thing that happened yesterday that bears a closer examination, aside from all the yak and the blow hard left exercising their ability to do that, was a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. And this case, I should point out, was definitely with the intent of getting an understanding of where we are in our nation with a very simple issue. And again, this issue for the left is very clear. But Justice Samuel Alito was questioning a lawyer in that Supreme Court case about defining a woman and a girl for legal purposes. Legal purposes, not even medical, legal purposes. And all of this obviously related to the transgender athletes in sports. He said we need a clear definition in the context of equal protection for those players in sports. We need this legal context of equal protection and state laws differentiating by a biological sex at birth. So Justice Alito lays out the question, and here come the guppy leftist idiots to the top of the water.
Is it not necessary for there to be, for equal protection purposes, if that is challenged under the Equal Protection Clause, an understanding of what it means to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what is that definition for equal protection purposes? What does it mean to be a boy or a girl or a man or a woman?
Sorry, I misunderstood your question. I think that the underlying enactment, whatever it was, the policy, the law, we'd have to have an understanding of how the state or the government was just understanding that term to figure out whether or not someone was excluded.
We don't have
a definition for the court. And we don't take issue with we're not disputing the definition here. What we're saying is that the way it applies in practice is to exclude birth sex males categorically from women's teams, and that there's a subset of those birth sex males where it doesn't make sense to do so according to the state's own interest.
Well, how can a court determine whether there's discrimination on the basis of sex without knowing what sex means for equal protection purposes?
I think here we just know that we basically know that that they've identified pursuant to their own statute, Lindsay qualifies as a birth sex male.
She's being
excluded categorically from the women's teams as the statute. So we're taking the statute's definitions as we find them, and we don't dispute them.
That is such a combination of word salad. It almost tops anything Kamala Harris ever did. Well, we don't really need to know, but we need to know. And yet when we know what we know, that we will let you know what we know, you will accept that as law. No. Again, Justice Alito is one of those, he does not suffer fools lightly. This was the oral arguments of Little v. Haycox. This is challenging Idaho's law restricting transgender girls from women's sports teams. Now, when I say transgender girls, keep in mind, these are really boys. They were born biological boys. Now they have supposedly transitioned or in the place and underway with it to become girls. And they want to participate in women's sports teams. You parents who have a child who is a girl, do you want somebody that stands a foot taller than them, outweighs them by 40 pounds, to play in a sport against your child? And where is it the left? Where is the left sold on this that this is okay? The legal issue, obviously, that such bans, they say, would violate the Equal Protection Clause, requiring courts to understand the definition of sex as used by the state involved. Now, I'm all about keeping the federal government out of some of these issues. But we're at a point now where these states are running wacko. And I would correct you on something. We're not talking about sex. That would be the act of consummation or approaching it. We're talking about gender. Gender. Alito simply wanted to probe the attorney, how do you define a boy or a girl? For the court, when laws are based on biological sex. And again, the attorney was asked again, give me a definition of man, woman, boy, girl. And the attorney, the need for such definitions is important, but she could not struggle to come up with a clear universal understanding. Once again, Alito asked, how does a state's definition of biological sex should be treated legally? Once again, this is a hill the left wants to die on. Oh, and Chuck Schumer wants to come to the forefront on another issue. He thinks we should legalize all the current illegals in our nation.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
And you got to keep in mind, if girls are cohabitating with other girls, your population's going to drop. You do know that. Maybe they don't. Then you got the Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Free, whatever his name is, I could care less. He's very concerned that we have so much crime going on in Minnesota that has nothing to do with fraud. And all these ICE agents are rushing in, trying to frighten the people. Minneapolis mayor Fry on the Democrat shutdown.
This is not about safety. This is not about decreasing crime. It's certainly not about fraud, given that all the people investigating the fraud have now left. And it's not even about immigration. This is about going to a blue state with a blue mayor and a blue governor, to be clear, Democratic governor and mayor. And there's a whole lot of terrorization that's happening on our streets right now. And so people are deeply concerned, but to be clear, they are protesting peacefully. They are not countering Donald Trump's chaos with our own brand of chaos here. They're doing right by their communities by and large, and it's just, it's inspiring to see some of the work that is happening to stand up for each other.
Yeah, it's inspiring to see people take their cars and use them as battering rams to kill or injure ICE agents. Isn't that inspiring? My goodness, I'm so excited and so inspired. The left has lost all contact with reality. Everything from what is a boy, to legalize all illegals, to using your car to go after an ICE officer. That's inspiring. Give me a break. Coming up, our story behind the story, the Hyatt Regency disaster.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, and you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40, EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And we're down, we go, go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Come to the Hyatt Regency immediately. Three skybridges fell in. Skybridges holding people from the third floor fell and crashed.
On the night of July 17th, 1981, around 2,000 people were having a blast at a dance party at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Kansas City, Missouri, totally unaware that their lives were about to change forever. According to survivors, the most terrifying moment of this nightmare experience was the 2 seconds after the two atrium skywalks fell on the crowd.
And it immediately smelled like death.
Then all chaos broke loose.
As soon as I opened up the door, I saw just people screaming, moaning, and groaning.
Hundreds of people were crushed under more than 70 tons of concrete, steel, and glass, shattering the lives of countless families in a tragedy that Kansas City will never forget.
That was on a 1981 at the Kansas City Hyatt in downtown Kansas City, July 17, 1981. It was a Friday night, and every Friday night they often had what they call a tea party. The bands would be playing, people would gather in the large atrium of the Hyatt Regency disaster. Above them were three skywalks, and there were people up on board, up on top of the skywalks, and they were moving and dancing to the music. These were suspension bridges, basically. Now, in the military, you learn that if you're crossing a suspension bridge, you break cadence. You don't march left, right, because that could put stress on parts of the walkway. But there was more to the issue than that. KMBC-TV was one of the, I believe, the first on the scene. They were there to cover just the festivities. And the photographer had taken a break to go upstairs to reload his tape, have a new tape in the camera, and was coming down the stairwell just as, down the escalator, I should say, just as all hell broke loose. The skywalks collapsed into the foyer. And under that, something like 1,600 were gathered. And you could not have lined them up more if you had tried for mass casualties. Because at the end of each of the skywalks, there were some drink podiums set up. People were standing in line to get drinks or refreshments while the rest were dancing. I was working at Channel 2 in St. Louis at the time. And I came off a set, and once again, phones were ringing. And I said, what's happening? That we have a report. I take it back, it was the 6 o'clock news. We have a report that the skywalks have collapsed in the Kansas City Hyatt. I'd never been to the Hyatt. I didn't understand the significance other than it was a mass casualty event. Now, I'm scheduled to anchor the news that night. I got on the phone and chartered us a plane for me and two photographers to go. I called the news director and said, this is happening. I'm headed to KC. We got to have somebody anchor the news. I said, you can get someone else in here. I'm going to KC. And of course, by the time we got the plane and we got there, we're now 2+ hours or more into the disaster. When we get to the Kansas City Hyatt, and again, I've never been there before, but two large construction cranes had pushed through the glass frontage. They were using those cranes trying to lift the debris off of people that were trapped. And for a period of time, we certainly were not allowed to go inside, but we're covering the story the best we can. Several ambulances are lined up. Sheet-covered bodies were being brought out. But no one had a real count of how many were dead, how many were injured, and how many might die at the hospital. Not to mention the various amputations. Keep in mind, all of these folks had gathered just for a night of fun. The rescue operation itself took something like 14 hours. Rescuers were on the scene. Construction workers showed up with what equipment they had. And in particular, one of them was a construction worker who had helped build the Hyatt Regency. And he felt compelled to be there. I'll tell you more about him in a moment. But you had these walkways on top of survivors or near survivors down in the lobby floor. Tons of steel, concrete, glass. The fire department jacks couldn't move them, so again, volunteers came in with heavier equipment, bringing additional jacks, flashlights, compressors, concrete saws, whatever they had that they could use. And then the cranes crashing through the front glass windows of the Hyatt Regency. For a period of time, the dead were taken to a ground floor exhibition area as a makeshift morgue. The hotel driveway and lawn had been turned into a triage area. The able survivors were pulled out and told to leave the area. But hundreds also lined up to give blood. One Lifeline helicopter pilot looked at the carnage. And he said, that is just like Vietnam, only more carnage and Americans. Visibility was tough. You had dust. You had concrete filling the air. Just inhaling it, you knew you were taking in concrete particles. So many started trying to use makeshift masks. Firemen, of course, kept their oxygen masks on. And there was another issue. This lobby was sunken, and under the walkways were water lines. So when the walkways fell, the water lines broke. They were filling the lobby with water. The final rescued victim, which I went back and interviewed later, Mark Williams, spent more than 9 hours pinned under the lower skywalk, both legs dislocated, one leg stuck right out in front of him, the other one right behind him, and his nose was just above the knee of the one leg in front of him. And he told me later, while I could hear them trying to reach us, I thought I would probably drown before they could get to us. In total, 114 were killed that night, 216 injured. And many, of course, were dismembered or carrying the trauma forever. As I told you, I went back a year later. The event of July 17, 1981, I was back around July 17, 1982, to do stories of either survivors or those who were trying to rescue the injured. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So I am back at the Kansas City Hyatt a year after the disaster. If you've never been there when those skywalks traverse the area, you won't see any evidence of it now. There is a platform that walks across, but it is on large, they will not fall, large columns, massive columns. But I tell you, in the times I have been there, I'll see people that would look around and point up to the skyways where they were, and probably reliving the story, sharing the story with someone. I went back to interview some of those who were involved, one of them being a paramedic. Now, this guy had been to Vietnam. He'd covered massive tragedies on Kansas City interstates. And he comes in with his medical bag and whatever he can do. And he admits, I'm standing there. I don't know who to help first. This guy needs help, but I don't think he's going to make it. So I turn my attention to someone maybe I can save. Imagine having to make that decision. And the other one of the ones was, as he pointed out, the last to be pulled out alive. And he told me he had been there with his fiance. One moment she's beside him, the next moment he can't find her. She ended up being one of the dead. But during the night, while the rescue work was underway, he heard a young voice, a young girl, calling out for her mother. And he tried to reassure her. She's here. She'll be here soon. Just hang on. We're coming. She'll be here. And that went on for 2, maybe 3 hours. And then the voice went silent. When he was pulled up, he was basically surrounded by dead. He ended up being cushioned by those who died as the Skywalks fell. But he was crippled up for some time, had to undergo extensive therapy. And others were caught in such a way that the only way to get them out was to cut them free, cut their limbs from them, cut their legs from them. And when paramedics and others first arrived, all they had available were knives from the kitchen. So they were operating in that fashion, just trying to get the people free. What caused it? A lot of it came down to the design flaw. He had many trying to blame others, but the design flaw was mainly to name, to be considered. There were several who did survive and were not hurt or barely hurt that still are around to tell their story firsthand. I do know this, that as a side note, we wanted to get inside and get better video. And when firemen would come out exhausted, they would toss their coats and their hats to one side. And I'll confide in you that I took a couple of those coats and hats and got my photographer, and we went inside. No one stopped us. We appeared to be legitimate to be there. And we got some atrocious pictures. You thought what you were seeing was oil from one of the forklifts that had been brought in. It was blood. Later we got outside as a newsman saying, well, we got something no one else has, but minutes later they formed a pool coverage of photographers and reporters and took everybody inside to get the same pictures we had. I don't regret that. I wanted everyone to have the opportunity, but we were just trying to be first. I did not live through what happened, but I have since developed a real sense of claustrophobia for those trapped under that and no way to get out. And the cries of that young girl for her mother before she went silent. That's the story, behind the story, of the Kansas City Hyatt disaster. Another story tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.